I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I wanted to pay particular attention because of the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly-By Night Industries, has entrusted who? Me, to show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
Hello, everybody. I'm not sure how the audio quality on this thing is going to be because I'm trying to run three or four things at once because, god damn it, I want to relax. Or my hands are very sore. Then I had to help Jay get something calibrated, which left me about a half hour to enjoy myself to try and get everything calmed down. And, of course, the only place I can really do that anymore is Second Life. Well, now I'm sitting here stuck in a major conversation, and I'm not going to fucking leave, okay? So, I don't know, today is, actually this whole week is just being, I don't know, I'm just going to close up, call it a leg boot or something, because this is just lagging too fucking bad. It figures, this fucking day, I can't even relax lately. It's like nobody believes I've earned relaxation. Well, fuck you, you know, I have. Just because I don't get up and walk a marathon every day doesn't mean that I don't get tired out. Especially emotionally. I really am burnt out. Pretty much because of everything everybody else sets aside that I'm forced to think about. Because nobody else can really spare the time to do it. And not really so much here as it just is, like, all over. So, I don't know, I'm trying to think of what even I have for a topic today. I really did. This is one of the rare days where I really just don't want to do this. I really don't. I've had a bad day since I pretty much got up. May is on Zyband, which means her sleeping schedule is fucked. Which means, and this isn't her fault, that I don't get any time to myself until probably 2 o'clock or 2:30 when Norvac leaves. That is cut short usually by Amanda, Maylin's daughter, coming home, and then Matthew, her son, coming home, and then I've got the paper out. Then she'll wake up, and I don't have any time off until the, you know, but oh, fuck off, and I'm not even airing. Am I on the right one? Yeah, I'm on the right one. What the fuck's going on? You know, I'm really tempted just to stop it and say, fuck you all. Because you ain't hearing this anyway, and Jay is at school. I'm starting to think that at times when Jay is at school, we shouldn't have shows, because something always fucks up, and there's never any way to correct it. So, I don't know. You know what? I was tempted, really tempted there for a second to, just turn the fucking thing off, but now Jay's in there and he's nudged the server, so I guess I'm stuck here. Well, let's do roll call quick. I don't care if y'all can't hear it. I'm just gonna get done. Rizzler, Jay. Jay's double. Dari is gone. Kitta is sleeping. Me, Rio, Storm Griffin, and Taurus. So, we had Majora in here, I think, Sunday? So, not sure where they went again. But, oh well. Looking over LiveJournal quick while I wait for, let's see, what the hell am I waiting for? I'm waiting for the server to catch up with me, which I don't think it's going to do. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. Oh! Got a picture in a group called Kitty Pics of a cat, little white cat, literally laying end-to-end on a laptop keyboard. That's cute. It snowed. It snowed bad here. And this was, what, Saturday? Sunday, I think? Trying to remember. Sunday. I'm pretty certain it was Sunday. Because I don't think we delivered in the snow. In fact, I know we didn't. it just came down, like, all day. I don't think it really ever stopped until, like, 7 at night. And it hasn't been warm enough to melt. So we've got ice and everything all over the place. My mom is half teasing me, like, yeah, you got ice, you got snow now, how's it feel? It's colder out there than it is here in Minnesota. I'm like, yeah. And you know what? The people drive worse here, so you can take your fucking snow. I do not really, I don't get that. Uh, 18 degrees here today. That is cold. I do have one complaint. Whatever moron is sitting there just quick clicking on my links at Podomatic, please stop. Because I've got supposedly, let's see, what is it? 13 downloads today, and for the past 5 days, my bandwidth hasn't changed. That is annoying. I don't care if people like it, but if you're going to start to click on something, finish it so that I can at least get a stable reading, so to speak, of what is being listened to. So, and we got somebody in the Middle East again. Looks like an island in the... I wish you could zoom on this thing. On the Podomatic download map. It'd be so nice. Yay, now I'm on. Hey, everybody, I already did roll call. You want to hear it? Download it. That's all I got to say about that. But, yeah, I'm sitting here trying to figure out why people are doing that. What the? Did I update that? I don't remember doing that. Gotta click on my Podomatic from YifStar. Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, if you want to check out my profile on YifStar, author name is CaspaVP. I've been doing a little bit of posting lately. I've got two more. I've got two stories I'm kind of volleying around. One is an original story, and one is a fanfic. And it's not very... Oh, man, I was on for a whole, 30 seconds? I don't think it's going to take, Jay. I don't know. I think it says I'm connected on here, but I don't think I am. I think it kicked me off. Yep. Don't worry about it, Jay. So, when is, what are they? I'm going to check it out here so I can let you all know. Kelly's story is one, and the bonding is the other. So, hey, cool, if you click on this, you can see how many views it has. Nice. I went down in rating on the second one, it looks like. Was that 4 out of 5? Now I'm at 3 out of 5. Somebody really rated it low. Well, fuck you, too. I'd like to see you write a 2,000-word story. Probably some jack-off, too. You never know. I'm going to leave the ARC channel because I'm not playing anyway. So, bye. I did roll call. You all know who's there. So, don't need me there anymore. What the fuck? What the fuck is this? OEKAKI. What do you mean? Gallery, incidentally, if you're checking this out, don't ever expect anything in that. I can't draw. So. Waikikai. Oh, it's a doodle. Well, fuck, why didn't you just call it a doodle then? Because it needs to sound in Japanese. Well, fuck you. If you can't. It's like using bling instead of lavish or gaudy, which explains some of the crap they call bling even more. Gaudy. Yeah, I don't know who's doing this, but somebody every day literally clicks once, it seems, on all of the current podcasts. It's just like, stop doing that. If you're going to listen to them, listen to them. That's fine. Just stop randomly clicking. It's annoying. Uh, 13 supposed to downloads today. I don't know what it is, but Saturday and Sunday always seem to be the odd ones for me. Thursday's the worst. Nobody really looks at this thing on Thursday. I don't know why. We'll find out, I guess. Kind of makes me feel weird because I told you all to keep an eye on. Granted, I haven't posted any personal ones lately. That's because I haven't really had any time. But I told you guys I'd probably be posting at odd points during the week, too. And nobody really seems to do it. I don't really get many hits during the week. Just on Tuesday, and it's always before I even do the damn show. So I don't know what you guys are expecting to find. The show isn't even up yet. I am feeling a little better on one thing, at least. I've been getting feedback on my stories, finally. Which is helpful, because I have been begging people for ages to give me any kind of feedback. And granted, it wasn't coming from, there was one that came from YifStar, and I think I've gotten feedback now on both of my stories. And that's good. I mean, it's, for the more furryish one, I got feedback on YifStar. For the more fanficish one, I got feedback on a fanfic list, which makes sense. So, what the hell did you send me this for now? Oh, shit, Dad, I knew about that. Dad's sending me a wrestling-related link. The Crusher, an old wrestler, got died some time ago, and Dad just found out about it. So it's like, yeah, Dad, I knew about it. I've known about it for about 2 years now. Not, it's something I thought that he would know about, too, actually. Can't imagine he didn't. I'm grabbing the link to the fanfic list in case anybody wants to click on that. That way they'll have a... Oops. Promote. There we go. And I'll use the form so anybody who hits it can just sign up from there. I don't care. Actually, no, I'd better do it this way. Put a button up on it, because then some, you know, some underage jackass is going to sit there and join up and then blame me for it. It's like, well, you're, you're the one who ended up clicking the link. I didn't click it for you. So... I don't know. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ah, fooey. Ah, that's why saline's popping up so much. Saline is a Marvel comic character, incidentally. Looking through the files, because I lost a lot of shit when my computer crashed. And they have a picture of Celine up. Every now and then they'll try and have a character of the month or a theme of the month or an idea of the month. And the character of the month of December is Celine. So that's going to be neat. What does she look like anyway? Oh, cute. Looks like a reject from Buffy. They can deal with it. I'm not going to probably do much with her. Or not intentionally do much. I don't know. Maybe I'll find something to do. Can't be that hard, right? Yeah. Let's see, I think I've got this one. Yes, I do. Okay, don't need that one. Going through the pictures. They got some neat pictures. And then there are some you just wonder what the person was thinking. You know what? I'm going to try that one. I am so going to try that one. Somebody has an auto pairing generator. You've seen them around. A lot of people have them. You click on a... You have a drop-down menu. You click on any person, it'll automatically throw up somebody else to pair with it. And this one has a neat little thing because it has a whole list of places that you can... a whole bunch of settings, which is really cool too. So let me try that. Don't know if I'll do that today or not. That might be pushing it a little bit, since I've got to get this thing edited and posted, and then I've got to go do the papers and God knows what else. Damn. Stretching. You're probably going to be hearing more yawning out of me than usual because I don't have any chocolate in the house. I ran out of chocolate, which really bites. I don't know who that is. So let's just keep clicking Ronnie. I like Ronnie. Ooh. Oh my God, that's perfect. Ronnie Sinclair, who's actually a character some furries may know. She's a werewolf. And Jean Grey Summers, a.k.a. Phoenix, a.k.a. Marvel Girl, a.k.a. dead half the time. Oh, fuck off. Who's calling now? An 800 number. And the setting it picked was an adult toy store. Now, the reason this is so perfect is Jean Grey is fairly open. Okay, she doesn't really have... She doesn't hide her feelings all that much. Or at least she never really has in the things I've read. Ronnie, most of the time, is portrayed as a very devoutly religious person. So this... The setting to be an adult toy store is just... With her, can just bring up so many possibilities. So, who else? They got a lot of people in here. Well, ooh, cool. How does this work? View page source. Holy Jesus. Huh. Well, that's cool. Statue of Liberty? Oh my God. Coat room at a fancy business party. That's probably where the lady got her idea for one of those little ficlets. A ficlet is something about 500 words. 500 words or less. Whoops. God damn it. I gotta go back to the promotion thing because I highlighted and copied all of that shit and then forgot. I hadn't posted the promotional code yet, so now I gotta go back and do that. I don't think I need the center tags. Let's just fuck everything up. So we'll copy and paste. Movies. Well, I don't know. Probably because it started out as a movie group. I don't know. I don't. Anybody really like the X-Men movies? I mean, I'm okay with some of them, but oh, would you shut the fuck up? Collect Corp. Yeah, you can jump off a high ledge. Next. Looking at all the folders. Neato. They've got wallpapers. We need somebody to make more wallpapers. Wallpaper. I like wallpaper. And photo album. What have we got in here? Not a heck of a lot. Database. What's in here? Rogue, Jubilee, and Emma Frost are the three favorite ex-ladies, apparently. Poor Ronnie really is... She's about halfway. Spiral only got one? You fuckers! Spiral rocks! Huh. Mystique ranked pretty high, too, which is cool. Mystique is really neat. Villains need love too. Oh god. Weird. Huh. Oh well. Now that I've flittered away about 20 minutes. Or 23 actually. I'm gonna get some Pringles. Maybe play something here. Give me a chance to finish getting all the codes. But what the hell should I play? That's the question. I don't think this works yet. Oh. Cool, it does. Well, here's Switchblade Symphony with Dollhouse. I tried to play it one time a little while ago, and it never worked, so enjoy. I'm gonna grab something to munch on. that was apparently the remix, because I know that wasn't the original song. That's kind of neat. I'll have to upload the original song later. I'm just sitting here going through all the links. I think since we've already been basically blabbering about it, let's talk about writing. Ooh, neat. I'm basically just going down through the links list on the site that I'll put up. It's a little, whoops, I don't think this is what they had in mind. One place came up to a affiliate site, and I don't think that's what they intended. So I'll have to check that out on that. Couple of these links, I don't know when they were put up, but they aren't really here anymore. So cool. But anyway, for those of you who don't know, mostly what I write is fan fiction. I've just never really been very good at creating my own characters or creating my own situations. I don't know why. It seems like for me, it's always good to have a few facts before I go into something, and you can't really go into an original story with that, because all the facts are going to be made as you go. You really don't have any starting point. If you're lucky, sometimes you have like a situation in mind. Or sometimes you can even get it from like a dream or something. Or maybe you're going to use it to parody something that happened to you recently. But there's usually always something that sparks something original. And for me, it just never really seems to work much. Of course, it could be part of the problem is I really don't read much. Not fictional writing. I read Game Informer and Rolling Stone, and that's about it. Every now and then I'll read the comics in the paper or, you know, read the editor column or something like that, letters to the editor, whatever the syndicate political article is, so I'll read that sometimes. It's hard for me to get into any fantasy setting anymore, I think. I don't know if that's just because I've gotten a lot more realistic as I've gotten older, or just gotten a lot more cynical, maybe. It's easier for me to believe things or suspend disbelief in some things when things are looking good on my end, because then I don't have other things niggling at the back of my conscience there. And that could very well be part of it. It's creepy in a way. You don't honestly think that you're ever going to really grow up. I mean, that's what a lot of people fight against doing is growing up. And shit, my son's doing it now. He's 12. He wants to be treated like a 12-year-old, but he wants to be able to act like a 2-year-old. No, it don't work that way, Holmes. You either grow up or you basically grow old. So I'd rather grow up simply because growing up prepares you for a lot of things that the world will do to you. There are very few times that you're ever going to really be able to stay just a kid and how am I going to put this? Stay just a kid and be able to make your way through life very successfully. You can keep aspects of childhood imagination's a good thing never to let loose, or never to lose, because, I mean, come on, let's be honest. How do things advance in this world? Somebody has to think them up. To think them up, they need at least to have some imagination. And, you know, that's always a good thing to have. You're not going to be able, unless you're a really good writer, you're not going to be able to probably live off of it. But there are some cases, yeah, probably you could. If you're an actor, a very good actor. Oh my God, he's updated it all. Woohoo! Checking out a writing archive. For the longest time, it was horribly backed up. Maybe, I think that's the right one here. We'll see. Now, it's called the DXEA, the Definitive X-Men Erotica Archive. And it's a neat little site. If you want to go to it, it is www.merchi.org/DXEA. Let's see if this one works. Yay, that one works. By character. Oh, fuck, man. There's some that the only ones that they have are ones I've done for them. That is really sad. Let's see. No, neither one of those are in there. Okay. I am going to have to add them then, aren't I? Fun, fun. Does he have Polaris? Yes, he does. Yay, somebody who remembered she's alive. Polaris, Wolfsbane. And Havoc. There. He doesn't have part of a story series, though. Shit. Oh, well. Ooh, my DXEA. Yeah, no, too bad I can't remember what my thing there is. Webpage address for my author profile. ASSTR.org/SquigglyCatsPawVP. Problem is, I don't know my password on there. And the email they have was my host address for AOL. I could never remember the password to change the email, and now the email's gone, so I'm still fucked up. This is probably the first time y'all have heard of that, of YASSTR, or even really much of my writing. I talked about some of it during the demo. And okay, DXEA story submission. Characters that get laid. And the first choice is Cast of Thousands. You know, I wonder, let's see, 26 stories? How did they pull this off? Oh, okay. These are for things that are like literally comic length stories. A really good one. Actually, I've got a recommendation for you all. If you want to read some excellent writing, let's see if he's... I'm pretty certain he's in here. Go to... Yes, he's got four of them, but they are long. Okay, these are the ones where the Cast of Thousands actually apply, because these things are fucking huge. They're like 20 pages of story. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, go to the DXCA archive, and I'm going to clip the link here. There'll be another one I'll post in there. The DXCA archive has stories by author, character, and date. Click author. Click D. And click Dimitri. He has four of them. The Age of Onslaught, The Herald of Armageddon, and Something Sinister This Way Comes are some of the best stories you'll probably ever read. He has some more, too, I think, floating around. I just don't, let's try, Super Stories, which is someplace else I've got to post this damn, new chapter. I forgot about that. I've got to post the new chapter in Super Stories. Superstories.net is another really good archive. Let's see if they have some more. Because I'm pretty certain he did at least one more. Or if not, two more. Something with the name of a character called Paradox, I believe, was the other one. And I don't know. So, fair warning, superstories.net tends to take a while. Did it stories? It is really laggy. I don't know why. Maybe it's just whatever server it's on. It's just, it always gets hammered. Of course, Super Stories, I mean, it's not all that hard to find it, so it's probably a pretty popular one. 2,588 stories. Most prolific authors. Dimitri. Now, I think he put them in by chapter. It says he has 49 stories. But I think those are by chapter. I don't think that's just like it was in the other one where it was just, you know, the three stories, but they were 20 pages long. I think that's actually the bit by bit, which is cool. Alpha Child, which is one that one didn't have. Something Sinister This Way Comes. Spider-Man, Manipulations. The Herald of Armageddon. The Forgotten. The Triple X-Men. I don't think I read that one. And What If the Magus Had Defeated Adam Warlock? Oh, and Excalibur, Inner Circle. Laura's Defeat, which is a Laura Croft. I didn't even know he had done something other than comic. I'll have to read that one. But yeah, there's 9 stories in all by him. The one for this one, and I'll post this one directly. Because Dimitri is just one of those guys you have to read at some point. If you love fan fiction, especially comic fan fiction, Dimitri is a must-read. And the reason I say this is, yes, his story has sex, and probably more than most, but Dimitri's stories are ones I've found. I usually, by the time I get to an erotic part of it, I skip over it because I don't care about the erotic part. I want to keep reading the story part. I often chuckle that if he really wanted to, he could probably take all the sex out of these and submit it, and he'd have a hell of a good story there. There's one, and I can't remember if he did it or what happened, but there was one story that I liked, and it dealt with the legacy virus. If anybody's read Marvel Comics, they know the Legacy Virus was the mutant equivalent of the AIDS virus. It targeted people with the X Factor gene, that mutants, that give mutants their power. This story was one where Beast, who is the resident brilliant scientist of the mutants, was working on people trying to create a serum that would cure it. And what he ended up with were super beings, who of course had the sex drive of a hypochondriac cat girl, or not hypochondriac, nymphomaniac cat girl, but were immune to diseases, were superly built, had very few weaknesses. The funny part of this story was, and they were all mind-linked, they were telepathically linked to each other, which made coordinating easier. I mean, think of the Borg, they're all linked, and they pretty much all act on one thought. It makes their motions, it makes their attacks a lot more fluid, a lot quicker, because any debate goes on mentally while they're acting. So, debate such as it is, you know. One guy got cocky, flew over to a little island, or a little European nation called Latveria, I believe is what it's called. It's Dr. Doom's monarchy there. He landed, and it was just priceless, because as we shift, you know, focus to Latveria, we come across these two citizens. They look up in the sky. What's that? I don't know. Looks like a super being. Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Think we should start running? Yeah, why not? And so everybody, you know, just kind of gives the token panic resistance thing until Doom comes out and totally smears his ass all over the European landscape. It doesn't even take long. It's just like they wanted Dr. Doom in there as the comic relief, which he certainly did. I mean, Doom is a horrid dictator to a lot of people, but I'm sorry, I would rather live in Latveria, because he doesn't deal very nicely with people fucking with his country. You start pissing people off or beating or killing his people, he's gonna smoke your ass faster than you can light up. I mean, he does not take kindly to trespassing. But it's really cool. I like him. He's one of those people that you really should not mess with him. Doom's always been one of my favorites. And the whole reason, yes, he's the typical tyrant, but he's got an edge. He's a genius. And not the typical maniacal evil genius thing. He's smart. He doesn't just go off, build a super cannon that everybody knows he won't use. You know, he isn't one of these things, oh, I'm going to build a death ray and hold the world for ransom even though they know I'm not stupid enough to use it. He builds little things. He builds things that can target, like, a city. And he won't pick, starting off, he won't pick a big city. You know, he won't go immediately for Washington, D.C. when maybe Boise, Idaho would do. You know, he'll pick things that give him just enough edge. He doesn't want, and things usually out of the way that, you know, aren't immediately superhero accessible. You know, places that if they're going to go to stop him, they're going to have to, they're going to be moving for a while, and they won't be able to really sneak up on him. I really, you know, it makes me wonder, why hasn't Dr. Doom ever really fought the X-Men before? He would so pwn their asses. I mean, think about it. He's an inventor. If somebody can invent an inhibitor collar, which, for those of you who don't know, is a device that attaches usually to the neck and allows the mutant in question to suppress their abilities. why nobody's ever built a custom patch or something like this for Rogue so the poor girl can actually touch somebody, I have no clue. Because if it cuts off the signals allowing the mutation to take effect, wouldn't that be just like the obvious answer to all of those poor girls' problems? I mean, I came up with the idea actually in The Bonding, because Polaris, her main power, and she's one of the two characters I use, her power is manipulation, magnetic manipulation, which of course would mean she can easily bend metals, break them apart, you know, restructure them. Well, that's all nice and good, but if you're kinky and you like to get handcuffed, it's not really much of a, not really a good power to have, because if you lose your mind during that, you could seriously injure somebody. So the way I solved that was a patch, like a bio patch. Think of it like a nicotine patch, except it's got circuitry encoded in it that it communicates with the body and shuts down whatever centers allow her mutation to work. Why can't somebody build that for Rogue? I mean, I'm really tempted to bring Rogue in for one time just so they can try it out, and they'll get everybody off of the, you know, you've got to wear a, you know, bodysuit condom just to touch the poor girl or something. No, you don't. Get this damn thing. Somebody actually did come up with a really neat idea. It was somebody on the FemSlash list, and I cannot remember who. But they paired Rogue up with Mystique, because Mystique can literally shape her body to pretty much whatever, as long as it's around her size slash weight. As long as she doesn't have to add mass to do it, she can shift into the form. And what they had her do is form a very thin layer of skin. Just, or like a particle skin, just over her own skin. So it was more of a covering, and that way, it was fine enough Rogue could feel her body, but not thin enough that if Rogue were to touch her, her mutation would kick in. You know, and that's pretty much the only person I've ever seen that has ever found a way around that power, apart from my little inhibitor patch. You know, are we just running out of ideas, or are we so stuck on, okay, it's X-Men, since the X-Men haven't thought of this, and they're omnipotent, we can't obviously have thought of it, and therefore it won't work. No, I mean, come on. You want to know how I know for a fact that the X-Men and the Marvel writers, and the DC writers probably too, read fan fiction, and even erotic fan fiction? Because if you go and look up Squirrel Girl's thing on the Marvel database, I believe, they talk about her being born in the Midwest. And I'm going to look it up here just so I don't have my facts. So they even gave her a name, finally. Although now, of course, they aren't using her again. Fucking idiots. She's a cute character, too. Let's see. Marvel... Squirrel. That should bring me right up to her. Squirrel Girl. There's somebody updated it. Oh, kick ass. This is how I know that Marvel pays attention to what the fans write. Squirrel Girl was born it doesn't say where. You fuckers. Okay, Los Angeles. She was born in L.A., right? Helped Iron Man fight Dr. Doom and win. In L.A. I didn't know this. When I read the story involving Squirrel Girl, all it was... Now, you think Iron Man, you think East Coast. Okay? That's usually what I think, anyway. I think East Coast because of the Avengers and a lot of the major groups and teams are based in New York. Okay, so Iron Man's flying around. He fights with Doctor Doom. And Doctor Doom, I mean, what the hell is he going to be on the West Coast for? His major enemies are the Fantastic Four. They're in New York. Okay. So, New York is where I think all this is going down. It goes down in Los Angeles. So when I write my fanfic on her, I have her based in Central Park. New York. She's in a park. It makes sense, right? Well, apparently she was in Los Angeles, but for some stupid reason, at 14, no less, she moved to New York City to fight crime, earning quite a reputation as Central Park's greatest protector. Would they have ever even thought of moving her over there if I hadn't written about it? Probably not. I mean, that's... I'm just waiting to see if they try and pick up on something else. So one thing I've really been wondering, and I'm running a little low on time here, one thing I've been tempted to do, it wouldn't be an erotic fic, it'd be an honest fanfic, is something for the Exiles. The Exiles, for those of you who don't know, are a comic team based on the What If idea. What if X fought Y instead of X fighting Z, that kind of thing. The Exiles basically go from What If Universe to What If Universe. Their first one was What If Professor X and Magneto had switched places, basically. Magneto was the... Professor Xavier was the madman who was out to pretty much genetically cleanse humans from the Earth. And Magneto was the silent supporter trying to garner, you know, trying to get humans and mutants to work, but primarily fighting Xavier's mutants, and thus ends up getting imprisoned because they see him as the problem. Well, the Exiles ended up fighting and killing that Xavier, I believe. But it's, you see the point, it's that they go and their reality is just slightly different than the main one. They have come to the main one a couple of times, I think. But mine, they're supposedly dealing with, sometimes it's even just minor shit, like they have to stop somebody from robbing a bank. Well, then they're kind of, then they're kind of stuck there for a while. But their whole goal is to correct problems in the time stream, in the universal chain. I'm surprised there was an event in Marvel about 10 years ago, actually longer ago than that, probably about 15 years ago, which is why I remember it, but nobody else does. Most of all of my comics are, I think the newest one is like, let's see, 94, 95 maybe. Apart from, like, Exiles, I bought some of those, and those are probably about a year old, but my major runs are about, I think, stop at, like, 95. There was a brief comic out called Secret Defenders, and it was just basically a build-your-team-as-you-want-it. The team, in this case, consisted of Doctor Strange, the Scarlet Witch, Captain America, and Spider-Man. They were fighting a villain called Xandu. And Xandu had a mad idea. Using a mystical artifact he had, he was going to bind the Death Dimension and the Earth Dimension into one world. Now, you want to talk about something upsetting the universal balance. Having two dimensions, the dimension of life and the dimension of death, merged into one, and he damn near did it. He would have done it if they wouldn't have distracted him. He would have pulled it off. But what if he would have succeeded? You know, that would really create problems. They had a little run called Marvel Zombies, and I'm not sure if maybe that's... a spin on if it would have worked. But, you know, I always wonder if they're ever going to hit, if the Exiles are ever going to hit a storyline where they arrive on this perfect world of his, trying to assist the few survivors. Because Scarlet Witch and Spider-Man would probably be dead. I mean, let's face facts. They were in the death dimension when the merge was starting. Captain America would probably still be alive. Doctor Strange might be around. But, you know, gathering the last few people and trying to shatter the artifact, thinking that's the only way that the worlds will become separate again. That would be a hell of a thing, because that would really be a storyline that they would really have to work on. Who'd still be alive? Oh, fuck, I forgot the Bozo and the Thought of the Day. Yeah, we'll do it next week, because I'm almost out of time. And I don't think I can read that fast. Let's see, quick, Bozo Criminal. Where the fuck is it? Bozo Criminal. No, I'm not going to be able to have time. It's an international one. Well, fuck. Oh, well, so we'll skip it for this week. Anyway, go over to rendlesravings.podomatic.com, and I will have this posted probably at the latest by 2 o'clock. And all the links that I mentioned will be up there, so you'll be able to go check out the places I told you about. I think I've got... Yeah, I've got them all. So, hopefully we will catch you tomorrow for Flash in the Pan. It's going to be Bagpipe Day. Bands with the name Bagpipe in it, so you never know. Might turn out interesting.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios.